Welcome to the program that's going to teach you about advanced astral projection. The idea is that you've already learned astral projection, mastered the basics, but now you want some advanced techniques because you want to make it more fun, more exciting, more interesting. You want to learn more. You want to go beyond the basics. So that's what this program is about. And with that in mind, let's jump right in. I want to talk to you about a technique called the Superman Wonder Woman technique. It's the Superman technique if you're male, and it's called the Wonder Woman technique if you're female. And this technique allows you to have a way to astral project. As with all of the techniques I'm about to tell you, this technique gives you a framework from which to astral project to make it easier. My understanding with all of these techniques is that you will have already prepared yourself. You will have gone through all of the steps from my basic program to raise your energy, surround yourself with protective white light, clear your chakras, and so forth, and to have done all of that in the proper order. The point at which this program picks up is the point at which you're already prepared to astral project. You just want some advanced techniques, some more interesting ways to do it, some easier ways to do it. But the idea is that you've already prepared yourself. You've surrounded yourself with white light. You've cleared your chakras. You've raised your kundalini. Your vibratory rate is high. You are ready to astral project. So for this technique, I'd like you to imagine yourself flying like Superman or Wonder Woman. Now, Wonder Woman actually flew, as you may recall, in an invisible plane. So she flew sitting upright. We're going to talk about a technique for that later. Right now, I want you to just imagine that they both flew like Superman. So whether you're a man or a woman, I want you to fly with your abdomen down, your body straight, your arms stretched out in front of you. Now, this doesn't mean that your physical body is taking on that position. It means your astral body is. I find when astral projecting, at least within the Earth's atmosphere, that it's very helpful to do this technique because I've seen Superman so many times on television and at the movie theater. It's just one of those images that's ingrained in my mind. So whether you're a man or a woman, you can use this technique, and it makes it a lot easier for your cognitive processes to work with the astral world, because you are at this point probably still somewhat of a novice in terms of experience. The idea is that you've had some astral projection experiences, but not 20 years worth, for example. So your brain may still be having some challenges processing the information. Let's face it, you can astral project in an instant. You can travel from here, meaning wherever you are, to anywhere you want in the entire universe in the blink of an eye. We'll talk about that soon, too. But your brain can have a little bit of a challenge processing this information, and you bring with you in your astral body all of your experiences from this world. So whereas you are telling your brain that it can instantly transport, sometimes that can be a bit of a challenge. Sometimes the brain says, wait a minute, we need to get there somehow. There needs to be some way of traveling between A and B. Let's make this more logical. So, whereas it's not necessarily logical according to the laws of physics to fly in the air, it is logical in terms of it taking time. So what you're going to find is that the Superman Wonder Woman technique of flying in your astral body, like Superman would fly, is actually going to help you process cognitively the information more easily, and it's going to make astral projection easier for you. So let's review this very basic technique. All you have to do is put your astral body in the position of Superman. Your physical body can be in any position you want. Sitting down, lying on your back, lying on your side, it doesn't matter. We're talking about your astral body. And your astral body will be face down, abdomen down, arms stretched out in front of you, legs straight behind you, and you will be flying. Now realize that you have no limitations. You're going to become more and more comfortable with that concept. So, whereas you're flying around the Earth, the circumference of the Earth's atmosphere, you're really not bound by it. You don't have to continue circling the Earth. You can fly off into space at any time. But I encourage you, when using this technique, to not do that. I encourage you to continue flying within the Earth's atmosphere. The reason for this is that you are going to find that, once again, it makes more cognitive sense for you to do that. Remember, although it's not logical for you to find yourself flying around the Earth, it's at least something that's imprinted on your mind if you've ever seen Superman. If you haven't, go watch a Superman movie, because your brain already has a pattern for that. It already understands it. It doesn't believe it to be reality, but that's okay. Your astral body is actually flying, so you realize that it is, for your astral body, reality. So we're not actually asking your physical body to do anything except lie there and relax. Your astral body is flying, but it helps you to cognitively cope with it more when you stay within the confines of what Superman would do in most cases. He, of course, can fly up to other planets as well, but generally you see him flying around the Earth. Okay, so that's the Superman-Wonder Woman technique. Let's talk about a technique that you can use if you're having a little bit of a challenge. Because the Superman-Wonder Woman technique starts off with the understanding that you're already able to astral project. You just need an easier way to do it. This next technique, the post-hypnotic exact time technique, I'll say that again, the post-hypnotic exact time technique allows you to program yourself to astral project at an exact time. And when I say at an exact time, I mean at an exact time while you're sleeping. However, you actually wake up to do it. So let me explain how this works. The idea is that you can program yourself with a post-hypnotic suggestion, meaning you put yourself into hypnosis, as you know from the basic course. You program yourself to have a wonderful astral projection experience, except in this case, you program yourself to have that at an exact time when you know you'll be sleeping. So let's say you go to bed at 10 p.m., and you want to have your astral projection experience start at 2 a.m. All you do is tell yourself during the hypnosis phase of your preparation that you are going to astral project at 2 a.m. Your subconscious mind is then programmed to wake you up and have you astral project at 2 a.m. So again, all you do is tell yourself during the hypnotic preparation phase of your astral projection that rather than astral project in a few moments, as you normally would, you're going to astral project that night. In fact, early that morning, or whenever you want to when you're asleep. And you're going to tell yourself in your hypnotic session the exact time that you're going to astral project. You don't need to make a recording for this. All you have to do is tell yourself under hypnosis that that's when it's going to happen and that you're going to be aware of it. So rather than having a lucid dream, you're actually going to wake up while astral projecting. This alleviates a lot of the stress, because a lot of the time what happens is when people have challenges with astral projection, it's in the leaving the body part, the part of the process where they're leaving their body. That part can really stall people because they get so worked up about it. They think, I must get out of my body. Let me try hard. I've got to relax, but I've got to try hard. And so they sort of work against themselves sometimes. That is during takeoff, if you will, where most of the challenges occur. Reentry, not that much of a challenge because you're going to go back in your body one way or another. So that's not even something that you need to try to do. It just happens. But consciously exiting your body can be a challenge. So this alleviates all of that. It programs you to wake up while you're already astral projecting. So enjoy that technique. Let's talk about another technique, the airplane technique. The airplane technique, you may remember I told you that we'd come back to the Wonder Woman concept. The airplane technique is what Wonder Woman would use when she travels. Remember Wonder Woman in an invisible airplane? You may wonder why I'm talking about superheroes and fiction and so forth. The idea is that those images are already imprinted on your mind. It's a lot easier to work with something that's already in your mind than to have you create something. And when you're astral projecting, you need, in many cases, all of the tools that you can get, because astral projection can be a challenge. So part of this program is designed to help you if you're struggling with astral projection. The other part of this program, same information, but the other idea behind this program is that I'm going to make it easier for you even if you already know how to do it. Even if it's working fine, I'm going to make it work even better for you because I'm going to put it into terms that are going to make even more sense. So the airplane technique is easy. All you do is imagine yourself sitting down. Now, if you've never flown in an airplane, that's okay, as long as you've seen movies of people flying in airplanes. And I want to emphasize that you're not going to imagine yourself in an actual airplane. Let's face it, with astral projection, you could theoretically imagine yourself in an actual airplane that's actually flying and actually astral project there. That's not what we're talking about. It's not necessary. In fact, I recommend staying away from airplanes. They're distracting. They're in the physical world anyway. coinciding your movements with that of an airplane is just too much work and completely unnecessary. You are going to imagine that you are in an airplane, though, but you realize it's not a real airplane. So with this technique, you imagine yourself sitting down. Imagine yourself sitting down and have your astral body sit. So get out of your physical body and sit at the edge of your bed. Imagine that the edge of your bed is actually the seat of an airplane, and the airplane is about to take off. And slowly the airplane does take off. As the airplane takes off, your astral body rises, just like in the Superman technique, but in a different position. Instead of lying flat, you're sitting down. The reason traveling in this position in the astral world can be easier for you than just traveling in a random position, which perhaps you've been doing, the reason is that this is more natural. It's natural for you to equate the concepts of being high in the air, way up there, 35, 40,000 feet up there, and sitting down, because you see people do it on TV, in movies, perhaps you've flown. It's normal to be sitting down at a very high altitude, yet traveling. So again, you leave your physical body, you sit at the edge of your bed, and you imagine that you are on a plane. It's not necessary to see the plane, just like when you do the Superman Wonder Woman technique. It's not necessary to see yourself wearing any sort of costume, any sort of outfit, but you imagine that you're taking off, that the plane is lifting off, and you float in that fashion. And you can float high above everything, 35, 40,000 feet, or you can float at any level you want. I suggest that you float at a lower level than 35 or 40,000 feet. The reason is there's a lot going on up there, and you don't want to get distracted or scared. So I recommend that you float just above buildings. When you fly, fly just above buildings. You're seated, you're comfortable, you're not actually sitting on anything when you think about it. You're suspended, but that's okay, because there's no gravity in the astral world, but your mind puts it there anyway. Your mind imagines it. Sometimes you're going to feel, you've probably already experienced this, sometimes you're going to feel gravity in the astral world. That's just a cognitive concept. Your brain is putting it in there. All of this information that you're taking in is filtering back through your physical brain and through your experiences. And your brain says, wait a minute, you're up in the air, you must be feeling gravity, it's pulling you down. It's actually not, but you imagine that it is, and remember, as you imagine, so you are in the astral world. So when you imagine gravity, what happens? You fall down. You don't get hurt, but you fall down. But realize it's all in your mind. And in this advanced program, I want you to start pushing past these barriers. Let go of your concept of gravity. It doesn't apply anymore. Let go of your concept of atmosphere, of air. You can travel right through the earth. You can travel right into outer space. You can travel underwater. It doesn't matter. These are all concepts that you're bringing with you from the physical world. Your astral body does not need to breathe air. Your physical body does. So there's the airplane technique. Enjoy it and realize the cognitive advantage that it offers, offering you a way to travel that makes sense to your brain. Let's talk about what I call the quantum teleportation technique. Have you heard of the concept of entanglement? Entanglement is a very interesting concept based on quantum physics. Physicists who study the quantum theory have determined that two electrons can be entangled. Entangled means that they are similar to each other, but similar in an opposite way. Electrons are described as having a spin that's either up or down. It's the direction of the spin. And if you have two electrons that are entangled, meaning they're synchronized, and you observe one spinning up, the other one is spinning down. So just by observing one, you know what the other one's doing as long as they're entangled, as long as they are synchronized with each other. It's sort of like wearing different colored socks. If I know that John wears a green sock and a purple sock, and I notice that on his right leg today there's a green sock, I know that on his left leg there is a purple sock. I know that just from observing one of his legs, one of the socks. That's the way entanglement works. If you have two electrons that are entangled, meaning they're synchronized, and you observe one doing one thing, you know the other one's doing the other thing, no matter how far apart they are, even if they're light years apart. Einstein didn't really like this idea, because what does it imply? It implies that something's traveling faster than the speed of light. If two electrons are entangled, and they're 100 million light years apart, which according to quantum theory is possible, and we observe one spinning up, the other one we know is spinning down. the information has traveled to us faster than the speed of light. The information from the remote electron, that's 100 million light years away, or as far away as you want to imagine it being. This was mind-boggling to Einstein. He wasn't very accepting of it in his lifetime, quantum theory. Yet it holds up. What does this mean for us as astral travelers? Well, further research has shown that you can actually use the quantum theory to teleport electrons. Were you aware of that? Teleportation has actually happened. IBM, a computer company, has been doing it since the 90s. Teleportation of electrons using the quantum theory. All they have to do is get two of them entangled, and they can have the second one take on attributes of the first one. And what they actually do is they use atoms, and they have one atom take on the attributes of the other atom. It teleports its qualities to the other atom, and distance doesn't matter. Well, if this isn't physical evidence of the concept of astral projection, I don't know what is. Distance doesn't matter. You can do it faster than the speed of light. You can do it with something physical. This is fascinating, and this is what quantum theory is up to these days, in case you were wondering about that. What are quantum physicists doing? They're teleporting, and they've been doing it since the 90s. Now, they're a long way from teleporting an entire human being or even something small like a toaster. However, they are teleporting atoms by sending the information from one to another, having the other one take on the attributes of that one. And they can do this using entanglement. So this gets us back to our quantum teleportation technique. With this knowledge that you now have of the physical universe working within the laws of physics and being able to teleport something, you now realize, you've added to your understanding, you now realize that it's possible for information to travel faster than the speed of light. Einstein said nothing was faster than the speed of light. That's not actually true. There's a lot of evidence in physics, solid evidence, that points to things traveling many times faster than the speed of light. In quantum teleportation, concept of travel is irrelevant. Light is slow in the quantum world because light has to travel. It travels at a certain speed. It might as well get in a car and go there. It's so slow. In the quantum world, things happen instantly. They just happen. We wouldn't even be able to say that they take any time at all. They just are. They just happen. I want you to keep that in mind as you astral project. Stop limiting yourself. Let go of limitations of time. If you want to go somewhere, just go. Just be there. You don't really need the Superman Wonder Woman technique. You don't really need the airplane technique. You can use the quantum teleportation technique. Now, if these techniques work for you and you feel comfortable using them, by all means do it, because that's what they're designed for. The Superman Wonder Woman technique, the airplane technique, they're designed to work with your cognitive rational thinking so that you are able to have an experience that makes sense to you. But now that you have more understanding, you realize that you can have a quantum experience. You can just think of yourself moving from America to Egypt and be there as quickly as you think about it. Because the astral world works according to the concepts of quantum mechanics. You just make it happen. It just is. As soon as you think it, it happens. So, just imagine yourself somewhere and realize it is possible to instantly be there. That's the quantum teleportation technique. Let's look at another technique that you can use with the quantum teleportation technique, and that is the inside the picture technique. Have you seen the movie The Butterfly Effect? A wonderful movie. And in that movie, you find an example of teleportation. Teleportation through not only space, but time also. If you haven't seen that movie, I encourage you to watch it. Very interesting. It is science fiction, but again, it gives your brain a template from which to work with. In the movie, a couple gentlemen, father and son, had the ability to travel through time and space. The way they do this is by finding something from a different time. In most cases, they find a picture, but it can also be writings. And by focusing on what they're looking at, the picture or the writings, they're able to go to another time, another place, related to the picture or the writings. And we do this all the time in our minds. When we read something or see something, we go there in our minds. We mentally go there. We start thinking about it and dwelling on it. Other ideas come up related to it. Next thing you know, we're having a daydream about it. We do this in our minds all the time. But I want you to realize that in the astral world, you can actually do this in reality. So the idea is you will have in front of you a picture that reminds you of a place in the world. Now, we're not interested at this point in traveling through time. At this point, we're interested in traveling through space. And more specifically, I recommend limiting it right now to places on the Earth. We'll talk later about expanding that. But for this technique, it's easier to limit yourself to this time, meaning whatever time it is right now when you're listening to this, whatever year it is, whatever month it is, whatever week it is, whatever day it is, and to the planet Earth. The reason is it's just easier for you to cognitively process that. And it's also easier for you to get pictures of the planet Earth. So get a picture of somewhere. Let's take Egypt, for example, the pyramids of Egypt. And let's say that you live somewhere other than Egypt. Let's say you live in England. You're looking at the picture of pyramids of Egypt. All you have to do is focus on it. You've gone through your preparation, cleared your chakras, raised your kundalini, surrounded yourself with white light. You've done everything you're supposed to do. You're ready to astral project. At that moment, I want you to look at that picture and focus on it for a few minutes and then close your eyes and go there. And you can use the quantum teleportation technique to get there, but at least you have a target now. There's also a movie that I'd like you to watch called Jumper. And this movie is more to the point of what we're talking about because the idea was that this person could teleport. There are actually several people who were able to do it in the movie. They could teleport to different places in the world, on the planet Earth, that is. And they could do this just by thinking about it. Well, there's nothing in physics that says that your physical body cannot do that. In fact, quantum theory says that you can do that. It's just going to be a while before scientists actually catch up with what the theory says. As it turns out, it takes, at least to this time, a fair amount of energy to do this, and it takes some really patient scientists to do this. But the good news is, your astral body doesn't have any of those limitations. One day, your physical body will be able to do, if you live long enough in this lifetime, or another lifetime, your physical body will be able to do what your astral body does. That's fascinating. But we don't have to wait for that. Your astral body can do it now. So watch the movie Jumper if you haven't, because it really gets your brain opened up to the idea of jumping around from place to place instantly. It also has a good warning about what happens when you use your powers in a non-productive way. Always use your powers for the benefit of others, or at the very least, not to their detriment. Not everything you do has to benefit others, but make sure you're never causing any harm and make sure you're never going anywhere you're not invited. If you're not supposed to be somewhere, don't astral project over there. It's not a way for you to get around security or to get places you're not supposed to be. You are still a citizen of the universe in your astral body. There are still people watching you and entities watching you. In fact, there are more eyes, if you will, on you in the astral world than there are in the physical world. So, only go where you're supposed to go, meaning wherever you would be invited in the physical world. Let's look at the genie technique. Have you seen the TV show I Dream of Genie? If not, I recommend that you watch it. Somewhere, somehow, on the internet or on TV, you can get your hands on an episode of I Dream of Genie, and you can watch it. Genie, the star of the show, a fictional character, travels by crossing her arms, nodding her head, and blinking her eyes. That's it. And then she travels to wherever she needs to go, instantly. I want you to try this technique. With your astral arms, you fold them out in front of you. With your astral head, you nod it forward, and you blink your astral eyes. Remember, your astral body is a duplicate of your physical body, so it has features of your physical body. And then you allow yourself to teleport. Why would you do what a fictional character does when you know that she's fictional and that everything she does in the TV show is fictional? Because this has real implications in the astral world and gives you a template from which to work. Just like the Superman Wonder Woman technique, just like the airplane technique, just like any technique that would employ similar means, imagining something that's not actually there and using that as a basis to do something that is real in the astral world. So, it is real. You can do it, but you're doing it based on a fictional character because your brain relates to that. So, enjoy the genie technique. Let's take a look at the bounce technique. One of my favorite techniques, the bounce technique. The bounce technique is something that's actually going to allow you to get off the planet. I said we'd talk about that later, and later has arrived. The bounce technique makes use of the principle that you feel that physical structures will stop you in some way. For example, When you are in your astral body, it's just natural for you to think that you can't walk through a wall. It's natural for you to think that a wall is solid, even though it's not in the astral world. Many people think, especially when they're just beginning astral projection, they think that physical structures in the three-dimensional world are physical structures in the astral world, when in fact they're not. The reason for this is we're trained to stop at walls, because if we keep walking into a wall, we will hit our faces in it. We will get hurt. We will not pass through it in most cases. So the bounce technique puts you in the position of a pinball in a pinball machine, except the pinball is you, and the things that you bounce off of are planets. The bounce technique allows you, in a very fun way, to astral project. Now, here's the way I like to use the bounce technique. I like to find a planet, or I use the moon sometimes. The moon is very easy to use because, at least when it's there over your head, you're really able to imagine it. So the idea is you get out of your physical body. You're in your astral body. You aim for a planet, generally Mars or Venus, or you aim for the moon. You imagine yourself shooting off toward that planet or the moon, bouncing off of it and landing where you want to be, Egypt, England, Switzerland, wherever you want to be. This is a very fun way to travel. Now, when you think about it, you're making use of a principle that's psychologically real for you, but not real in the astral world. And that principle is the density of matter. In the astral world, three-dimensional objects, meaning things that you have in your physical world, cars, planets, walls, houses, the ground, you, everything, none of that is solid. None of that is solid in the astral world. You can still see it in many cases. When you're in your astral body, you can see your physical body, you can see the walls of your house, you can see the sun, moon, the stars, etc. But they don't have mass in the astral world. However, cognitively, once again, we fall back on that, cognitively, your brain thinks they do. And so when you astral project toward the moon, for example, your brain, out of habit, not that you've been to the moon, but your brain has the habit of thinking that physical objects in the three-dimensional world are always physical, even in the astral world when they're not. So out of habit, your brain will many times stop you. So whereas you can travel right through the moon and right through Jupiter, right through Saturn, right through Mars in the astral world, your brain in many cases will stop you because it sees something solid. And it has a little bit of a challenge processing the idea that you can travel right through it in the astral world. So make use of this. Imagine yourself bouncing up to the moon and bouncing back down to Earth and landing somewhere else. It's a really exhilarating and fun way to travel. Now, this is not the quantum teleportation technique, because in the quantum teleportation technique, you travel instantly. You think it's done. And that's really where I want you to get eventually. But in the meantime, I want to give you these fun techniques. And you can always use them if you want to. You can always slow down. You don't have to travel the speed of thought, the speed of light, the speed of quantum teleportation, which is not actually a speed at all, it's instant, just like thought. But you can if you want. You can travel as slowly as you want. You can take all day to get on top of your roof if you want to, or you can take the blink of an eye to get to Mars. But initially, it can be easier to imagine the process of traveling. So enjoy the bounce technique. Let me talk about a series of techniques which are based on the inside the picture technique, but I call them familiar techniques. There's the familiar smell technique, the familiar sight technique, the familiar sound technique, the familiar taste technique, and the familiar feeling technique. Now, the familiar feeling technique has two types of feelings, physical feelings and emotional feelings. But let me go through each of these in detail for you. First of all, the physical smell technique. Have you ever noticed how powerful odors are? They can take you back. If you smell perfume, it can take you back to a person you knew long ago who you had completely forgotten about, but the moment you smell that perfume, you remember them, or that cologne. Smell is very powerful. If you have been to another country other than your own and you would like to travel there in the astral world, if you have a smell that reminds you of that country, it's going to make it a lot easier. With a familiar smell technique, all you do is get yourself in the position in which you're ready to astral project, you've gone through all your preparation, you're ready to go, and you smell something for a few minutes, something that reminds you of where you want to go. It can actually be the shirt of your boyfriend or girlfriend. If it has their odor on it, it can be something that your dog had on. If it has your dog's odor on it that you can actually smell, it can be a scarf from a friend of yours far away, a friend of yours who lives 4,000 miles away, and you have her scarf, and it has a distinct smell on it which reminds you of her. As long as it meets those qualifications, you're all set. You smell it for a few minutes, then you close your eyes, and then you go. Smell is that powerful. The familiar sight technique, I've already explained this to you by explaining the inside the picture technique, but you can use anything. It doesn't have to be a picture. It can be a statue that you have in front of you, a little statue, handheld statue, or a piece of jewelry, anything you can look at that reminds you of where you want to go. And the idea, again, is that you prepare yourself, you look at it for a few minutes, you close your eyes, and then you go. Next is the familiar sound technique. This entails you playing sounds for yourself that remind you of where you want to be. For example, when I want to go to India, I play sounds that remind me of India, Indian music, and I go. It makes it very easy. In fact, India is so easy, you just play sounds that remind you of India, burn incense, look at pictures of India. The richer the place is for you, meaning the more senses it covers for you, the more memories you have of it, the easier it is for you to travel there. So the familiar sound technique works like that. You just listen to sounds that remind you. And you can use multiple senses if you want. In fact, the more the better. Have a little statue, a little picture, a smell, a sound. And now let's get into taste. The familiar taste technique. India, again, is great. Spicy foods always remind me of India. Eating foods that are spicy, very powerful. But it doesn't matter what you're eating. It can be raw fish. That reminds me of Tokyo. My time in Tokyo, Japan. Raw fish. I happen to love sushi. Sushi takes me back. Interestingly enough, I can prepare myself to astral project. I can have some sushi. I can then close my eyes and go to Japan. Let's talk about the familiar feeling technique. There are two techniques, as I mentioned, in this category. The familiar physical feeling and the familiar emotional feeling. Using the familiar physical feeling technique, I want you to have a physical sensation that reminds you of the place. For example, I can remember being in London and it was cold. So for me, just turning on the air conditioner reminds me of London. It's as easy as that. I get the physical sensation of being cold and it reminds me of London. Or if you're going to go to a hot place, let's say Arizona. Arizona's pretty hot, especially during the summertime. Turning off the air conditioner and turning on the heat will remind me of Arizona. It makes it easy to go there. The familiar emotional feeling technique means that you get yourself into a state like an actor would. When actors prepare to go on stage, especially if they've been trained in certain techniques, they get emotionally involved in their character. They start to feel whatever the character feels, pride, jealousy, anger, whatever it is. They feel the emotions that that character would feel in the scene coming up, and it allows them to put themselves into that state of mind and deliver a better performance. So think of yourself as an actor preparing for a scene, except the scene is your astral body traveling to another country. But how does it make you feel? Not all places we go to will make us feel warm and fuzzy. Some places will make us feel sad, remorseful. I don't know why you'd necessarily want to go to places like that, but sometimes people do. Let's say they want to, for example, visit a deceased relative, and they want to go to the physical place where that relative lived in their astral body. That's a situation that would call for an emotional feeling. How are you going to feel once you get there? Well, you're going to feel probably a little sad. Happy to be there, but a little sad, remembering that person being around and they're not anymore. So tuning into that emotional feeling can help you travel. Or if it's a happy feeling, that works too. In fact, most of the places I go to have happy feelings. Very rarely do I go to a sad place, a place that makes me feel sad or upset or anything negative. But sometimes it's good for the soul to do that, to visit places that really put us in touch with our emotions and our ancestors and people who have passed away, places we may have felt a little upset at or gone through some emotional times. That can be therapeutic. But for me, most of the time, I travel to places that are really upbeat and make me feel good and wonderful and excited. So I put myself in that kind of mood, get myself pumped up. start to feel really, really good, really excited about being there. I mean, if you've prepared yourself for astral projection, your kundalini is raised already. You're already fairly pumped up. You've got a lot of energy flowing through you. So it's just natural for you to feel good, feel excited. So those are usually the places I go to. But you don't have to. You can go to any place. As long as you have an emotional feeling that relates to that place, you can travel there. Now realize with these techniques, you can mix and match. For example, you can use the familiar sight, sound, taste, physical feeling, emotional feeling, smell techniques all together. And then you can combine them with the genie technique. You can get into the state where you're remembering the place from the smell, the sight, the sound, the taste, the feelings. And then you can blink your eyes in the astral body, in your astral body, and you can go there. Or you can do all that and then use the bounce technique. Or you can do all that and use the Superman Wonder Woman technique. Or the post-hypnotic exact time technique. Or the airplane technique. Or the quantum teleportation technique. Or you can use the post-hypnotic exact time technique combined with the quantum teleportation technique. Or combined with the airplane technique. You can wake up and find yourself floating as if you would in an airplane to your destination. Or you can wake up at a certain time that you programmed yourself and you can find that you have teleported using the quantum teleportation technique. So these concepts are not mutually exclusive, meaning you don't have to just use one of them to the exclusion of the others. You can use many of them together if you want. So you now have some advanced techniques, and I think you'll agree you have some fun advanced techniques. I want you to start using them. Even if you've already mastered astral projection, start using these because just like exercising, maybe you're already physically fit, but I'll bet there are some muscles that you haven't developed fully, muscles you might not even know about. These techniques are going to allow you to develop your astral muscles, your astral flexibility, and allow you to be a more powerful astral projector. Also going to have a lot more fun using these techniques. So I've thrown a lot of information at you. You've got a lot of techniques all of a sudden that you didn't have before. Let's review. Let's take a few moments and just review everything. Let's slow it down a little bit. Let's go back over these techniques. Okay, first of all, the Superman Wonder Woman technique. Remember in that technique, all you do is in your astral body, not your physical body. It doesn't matter what your physical body is doing. In fact, I like to lie down on my back when I astral project. But in the Superman Wonder Woman technique, when I do that, I am lying down on my astral abdomen with my arms out in front of me. I start there on the bed. Once my astral body is out, I flip it over. So my abdomen is facing down, my arms are out in front of me, my legs are behind me, I'm lying flat, in other words, parallel with the floor, parallel with the bed, and then I begin to levitate my astral body. I go through the roof. I have a three-story house, so I have to go through yet another roof because I sleep on the second story. And once I go through the second roof, I have to go through the attic. I do that, and then I'm out. I'm above my house. For you, you will just have to travel through your house. Whatever you have to travel through, and you get outside of your house, and you find yourself outside, above your house, and you continue levitating your astral body. I like to fly parallel with the Earth's surface the whole time, rather than aiming up or aiming down. I like to travel parallel with the Earth's surface. It just, for me, feels more comfortable. Plus, that's the way Superman traveled. So that's the template that's in my mind. When I use this technique, I usually stay within the Earth's atmosphere because, for me, this technique makes sense within the Earth's atmosphere. I don't think of Superman as flying to other planets. I don't combine this with the bounce technique because, to me, that just doesn't make sense because I feel that if my arms are out in front of me, I don't want to hit something, like a planet, for example. When I do the bounce technique, I imagine myself curled up in a ball, actually, as if I'm a pinball in a pinball machine. But with the Superman technique, I like to maintain some sort of poise, if you will. So I'm floating, flying, as Superman would fly. So the next technique is the post-hypnotic exact time technique. And in this technique, you program yourself in the hypnosis portion of your preparation, which you learned in the basic class, you program yourself for an exact time to astral project. So let's say you're preparing to astral project at 10 o'clock. You actually do it right before you go to sleep. And I know that's a lot of energy to raise right before you go to sleep. But this technique is designed for people who are having a challenge astral projecting. If you're not having a challenge astral projecting, you do not need this technique, the post-hypnotic exact time technique. You can just take off right then and there, unless for some reason you want to travel later on while you're sleeping, wake yourself up and travel, that's fine. But really, this technique is designed by myself to help people who are having a challenge astral projecting at all. It takes the strain off. The strain being the part at which you're leaving your body. That's where most people have a challenge. I've got a finger out, I've got an arm out, I went back in. I have heard that many times. But with the post-hypnotic exact time technique, you don't have to worry about that because when you wake up, you're already out of your body. So you're programming yourself for an exact time when you will find yourself awake and already out of your body. Not when you will find yourself awake and then you will begin to leave your body. You tell yourself that you will be outside of your body when you wake up. You will already have done the difficult work, if you will. It's not really difficult, but we tend to make it difficult in our minds. You will already have gotten past the challenging part. And that is the beauty of this technique. You wake up and it's already done. It's sort of like going for an operation. You wake up and it's done. You didn't have to do the operation. All you had to do was lie there and close your eyes and let them inject you with something that knocked you out and you wake up and it's done. That's the post-hypnotic exact time technique. You wake up and you're already out. Getting back in, not going to be a challenge. You're going back in one way or another, so don't worry about that. By the way, that's a big question I get. What if I can't get back in? You can always get back in. You're going back in no matter what, so don't worry about that. Don't even make that part of your routine, planning on re-entry. Because all you have to do to re-enter your body is think about your physical body. In fact, many times that's a challenge for people. They're thinking about their physical body too much, and they're going back there. Sort of like trying to advance your career, and you're thinking about your old job. You go back there. Trying to quit smoking, and you think about your friends who are smokers, and you go back there, what do you start doing? You start smoking. That's not what you're trying to do. You're trying to make progress. Think about the astral world. Think about the country you're going to go to or the planet you're going to go to, not your body. Let go of the past. Embrace the future. Focus on where you want to go in everything you do in life. The quantum teleportation technique. Remember the concept of entanglement. Physically, in the physical three-dimensional world, physicists have found that if you can get two electrons and even two atoms moving together, and if you know what one's doing, you know what the other one's doing instantly, no matter how far apart they are. You can also transfer the information from one to the other, no matter how far apart they are. This is fascinating. These are things that used to only happen in science fiction. Now they're happening in reality. IBM, a well-known company, has been practicing teleportation since the 1990s. You think they just build computers? They've been doing a lot more. I remember in the 90s having a friend who was a doctoral student at the University of Florida when I was doing some graduate work there in psychology, and he was interested in working for IBM. And at the time, I thought, what a boring job. He's going to work for IBM. A doctorate in psychology, he's going to work for IBM. That's what he was shooting for when I knew him, a doctorate in psychology. He's going to work for IBM. I thought, the computer company? Boring. Little did I know that it was during that time that they were doing these quantum teleportation experiments successfully. IBM's actually a fascinating company. By the way, I have no association with them whatsoever. But now that I know that, I'm fascinated by the research they've been doing for so long. So the quantum teleportation technique is something that's so powerful that you've got a major corporation investing money in it. It's something that's real. It's something that's part of our reality in this three-dimensional world. So many times we think that what we do in the astral world is one thing and what we do in the physical world is another. Well, now we're finding out that that's not the case at all. What we do in the physical world can actually mirror what we can do in the astral world. It's just that in the physical world, it requires so much energy and such a stable, controlled, experimental environment that it's a little bit more challenging. And so you don't see it every day, but you're going to start seeing it every day eventually. Well, we can do it right now. We don't have to wait. We already know. We're already hundreds of years ahead of research in the astral world. Because what will take them probably hundreds of years to perfect before they can actually teleport a human being, an entire human being. All of the atoms would have to be entangled perfectly with the atoms in another body for teleportation to happen. At least that's the way it's planned to work for now. That's going to take a long time before they can have a laboratory that's able to offer that sort of sophisticated control. But we don't have to wait in the astral world. We can do that right now. We can do that today. And so what we take away from this is that we are able to instantly teleport anywhere in the astral world just by thinking about it. We don't travel at the speed of sound. We don't even travel at the speed of light. We travel at the speed of thought, which is instant. As soon as we think about it, we're there, no matter how far away. That's the quantum teleportation technique. So to do it, you prepare yourself, you get your astral body out of your physical body, and you simply think about where you want to go. And you don't worry about distance. You just go. And you're there. The inside the picture technique, just a matter of getting a picture. Remember the movies, the butterfly effect, and also the movie Jumper. These are examples, these are fictional examples of moving around easily. Now, in the butterfly effect, they add time travel to it. Time travel is something that we will discuss later on. But for right now, we're limiting ourselves so that we can build up a little bit. We're limiting ourselves to the here and now. And we're just getting a picture, focusing on it, and going there. The genie technique, if it helps, use it. If not, you don't need to. But Jeannie in the TV show I Dream of Jeannie folded her arms in front of herself, nodded her head, blinked her eyes, and she was there. She was wherever she needed to be. She could also make other things happen. But one of the things she used it for was teleportation. A fictional character, a fictional environment. But in the astral world, we can use this. You sit up in your bed or you stand up on the floor in your astral body and you use the technique the genie used. Except you are able to actually do it because you're in your astral body. The bounce technique, as I mentioned, I like to curl my astral body into a ball and bounce off of the nearest large body, whether it's the moon, or if the moon's not in sight on the horizon or anywhere else that day or that night, I will use the first planet I see, which is usually Mars, bounce off it and bounce to where I want to go. A very fun technique. The familiar techniques, remember, familiar smell. You smell something that reminds you of the place. The familiar sight, you look at something, just like in the inside the picture technique, you look at something that reminds you of a place. The familiar sound, you listen to a sound that reminds you of the place. The familiar taste, you taste something. Remember I said sushi works for me to take me to Japan. Taste something that reminds you of the place and you go. The familiar feeling technique, this can be physical or emotional. In the familiar physical feeling technique, you can adjust the temperature, remember? You can also wear clothes that remind you of the place. Anything that will give you a physical sensation of the place. Familiar emotional feeling technique, you put yourself in the frame of mind that you will emotionally be in when you go there, or that you were emotionally in the last time you were there, wherever it is that you want to go. So enjoy these techniques, use them, and realize the power that they have to make astral projection not only easier, but more fun. I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist, hoping you have outstanding astral adventures.